This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Consumers can trust their water is safe, according to a health official. That's after reports of serious problems with testing and data manipulation at a state laboratory. CPR's John Daly reports.
Dr. Ned Collins is the Colorado Chief Medical Officer. He says a senior chemist with the agency manipulated data impacting the accuracy of thousands of water tests going back several years. He says the chemist wasn't changing actual lab results, but changing control measures used to calibrate a machine that does testing.
We don't have any evidence that any of the results for water testing represent an imminent threat to the consumers of Colorado.
He says CDPHE is including new data checks and hiring an external consultant to do what's called a root cause analysis. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
While Coloradans celebrate Thanksgiving and a long weekend, police are stepping up DUI enforcement through next week. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
State data shows that Thanksgiving week has been particularly dangerous on Colorado roads in recent years. More than 30 people have died in crashes during the holiday since 2021. So State Patrol and dozens of local law enforcement agencies have set up extra patrols and sobriety checkpoints to crack down on impaired driving. They're also encouraging people who partake to get an Uber, a taxi, or to catch the bus home. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
For Indigenous chef and restaurateur Ben Jacobs, Thanksgiving is about food and family and not the complicated history of the first gathering, the one with the Pilgrims. Jacobs is co-owner of Tokabe, a Native American eatery in Denver. He says there's a bigger message to keep in mind.
The foods that we eat and the foods that are important to us, especially on Thanksgiving, have their origins and their histories in our communities.
Part of Tokabe's mission is to support Indigenous farmers in the region. It's mostly sunny for this holiday all across Colorado. Denver and Colorado Springs are close to 40 this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.